Okay, first and foremost, let me thank my new listeners. Yeah, I have been doing y'all thing lately, and I'm really, really grateful for it. Makes me look forward to next year. Next year, we're going to have so many more episodes in a day, right? Because seriously, so much has been going on, and I've had so many discussions, and the reason we have this fucking podcast is for honesty, man. Fucking honesty. And over this time, I have just learned that there's so fucking much dishonesty amongst humans. It's ridiculous. Like, both ends, women and men, women lie to each other for men. Men lie to women to put the women against each other. Women lie to men to put the men against each other. Men lie to men to try to up him, sneak him, sneak this him. Like, the shit is fucking weird what the majority of humanity chooses to be a part of. Like, it is, like, beyond the fuck me. Like, and this is the reason why I have to stay consistent next year. Like, we have to stay consistent in sharing the episodes, you know what I'm saying? Answering the questions, continue to participate. Like, because this is some real shit that we can really help generations to come with. Like, seriously, because your sexuality is everything. What you need, your needs is everything. Like, as a fucking human, like. And, like, for me, lies don't turn me on. Lies don't turn me on. It does nothing for me. You continue to lie to me, my pussy will disappear. Fuck, dry up, suck up. Bitch, it will disappear and vanish on you. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, you will be looking, but she will not be there. You understand? Like, what the fuck? And I'm sure that it's like that for some men. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a bitch keep lying to them, to their face over and over, like, his dick just shrinks up and disappear. Like, girl, I don't want nothing to do with you. Nothing about that makes my dick hard. Nothing about that makes me want you, like, in that manner at all. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm giving you something. I'm giving you a piece. I'm giving you an honest part of me. My sexuality is an honest part of me. How I want to pop my pussy is an honest fucking part of me. How I want to stroke my dick is an honest fucking part of me. And I'm deciding to share that with you. Like, baby, we not going to do that. And I just don't think that that's cool. You know, people be subjecting other people to this. And then they go such lengths to subject someone to it, it's even more ridiculous. So we have to stay on our toes, you know what I'm saying, who choose to be honest and who choose to have a free sexuality, you know what I'm saying, like, and be connected with yourself spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Know what you need when you need it, like. And have someone respect that. Someone who can give that to you. You feel me? Like, and yeah, it may take some time. So you definitely have to be willing to go through the process. Nonetheless, it's about a motherfucker keeping their word. Being honest, keeping their word, and keeping forward. Sticking to what the fuck we agreed to and all that one type shit, like. Because it's so fucking easy to get lost in the fucking sauce. And that's what we want to make sure going into 2022. That we do not get lost in the sauce. And we don't allow anybody that's sent to us, that comes into our space, that God sends into our space, we don't allow them to get lost in the sauce either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they're going to make their daily choices and their own choices in their own space on their own time. Yet when they are sent to you, when they are sent in your space, like, get them motherfuckers real talk. Like, do not feed into the sympathy. Don't feed into the crybaby ass sob story. Nothing. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, don't feed into them being a victim. You know what I'm saying? Speak real talk to them. Like, let them know they're not a victim. Don't have to put themselves in that type of placement to be a victim. You are who you are, and you can stand in who you are, and you can be who you are. And you do not have to be around, stand with, prove yourself or anything to those who do not know who you are or choose not to accept who you are. It's not that deep. Like, fuck them. Fuck you mean. They can go and be with or go and do that with themselves or whoever or whatever the case may be. Like, but you can choose to help someone choose not to fucking be in that type of space. Especially if you want a role of doing your own thing, you know what I'm saying? Being free in your own sexuality and not in one type shit. Like, because, man, you have to be careful. I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm very open and I'm very honest and I talk my shit. Like, I talk my shit, I share my shit, all type of shit. Like, I got certain people I talk to about certain things, certain people I don't talk to about certain things. All in all, what I'm coming to learn here now today, that sneaky shit that people be on, that sneaky shit that people be ready to be killed for, is beyond the fuck me. Beyond me. Like, you have to keep your eyes open. Men, women, be the closest niggas to you, closest women to you that wanna fuck your man, that wanna fuck your girl. Like, at any opportunity that they get, that will allow your man to flirt with them over and over and over again, not say nothing to you. Allow your girl to flirt with them over and over and over again and not say nothing to you. Like, it be like that. Watch your surroundings. Like, if you're not in that type of relationship, if you're not in an open relationship, you feel me? You got to watch your surroundings. Even when you're in an open relationship, you got to watch your surroundings, because motherfuckers act like it ain't no rules to an open relationship. And it is. So, you feel me? You just gotta be watchful. We're gonna stay watchful. We're going to stay honest. We're going to stay here for each other, with each other, in fucking pure honesty. Like, for real. The fuck? Because that dumb shit is that dumb shit, bro. And you just don't need that in your life. You don't need that in your life. You don't have to go into next week thinking that you need dumb shit in your life. You don't have to go into tomorrow thinking that you need dumb shit in your life, because you don't. So you damn sure don't have to go into 2022 thinking that you need dumb ass fucking shit, people, situations, and all type of dumb ass fucking energy in your space, because you don't. You don't. You don't. And don't. People will cry. People will fucking talk their shit. People probably had the worst shit to say about you. Fuck them. Big fuck them. You heard me. Like, that shit ain't about nothing. They could go on with their own pity ass fucking story, their own sob story, their own guilt trip. You heard me? Blame game my ass. So this what we on. And we gonna be dropping more daily. Not no weekly, not even every other day. Like, fuck, it's been hella shit going on. About to let loose. What the fuck? Let fucking loose. And this shit is gonna be every fucking day, like on some fucking all day shit. Like, for real, for real. Keep your ears to fucking headphones, your fucking stereos, your fucking speakers, you know what I'm saying? Get your bells on, fuck you mean, like, be notified, like, all that one type shit. Make sure you sharing, make sure you answering the questions, participate, and follow me on all my social medias, you feel me? At Jardani Wise, both Facebook and Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter if you want to follow me on Twitter. Like, that's a whole bunch of battle rap, though. For the most part, we'll get into that another type of time. But yeah, though, make sure you follow me. I follow back. Episodes always is dropped on my Instagram. Also share it on my Instagram and my Facebook. You can always DM me, inbox me, all that one type shit. Like, we going to fuck up, y'all. That's a big motherfucking fact. And I can't do it without y'all. So I appreciate y'all. My new listeners and my motherfucking loyal ass listeners. You heard me. Like, I appreciate y'all from the inside of my motherfucking heart, okay? Until next time, babies.